So usually there's this awkward silence for 2 seconds after you finish the Kriya, where the Baal Koreh is about to say Kaddish. Usually there's an Avel standing right there who's usually davening for the Amud, on Monday and Thursday at least, and he's, you know, waiting there, and he like looks at you and you look at him. Is he supposed to say the Kaddish? Are you supposed to say the Kaddish? Depends on like what time, how fast he says Kaddish, you know, it depends on who gets the chance to be the leader or the sayer of this Kaddish. So the question is there any rules? Are there rules of who says Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah? And surprisingly, it's actually a very controversial topic. It may not be as controversial as some of the hot-button topics nowadays, but Lamaisa, who gets first precedence? So Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting, during the actual halacha of saying the Kaddish is not in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. The reason why it's coming up now, because we're following the Dirshu order of Mishnah Berurah. They're the Seder, and they're up to Hilchas Shabbos. So in Hilchas Shabbos is really the only time that Shulchan Aruch says, Nohagin Likro Shiva, we have the Minog to read seven Aliyahs, V'ligmar Imam Parsha, we finished the Parsha with them on Shabbos, V'omer Kaddish. Says Shulchan Aruch, you say Kaddish. And then Maftir repeats, obviously, the last few psukim of the Parsha, at least Lamanag Ashkenaz, and that's what Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, why do we have this Kaddish? What's the point of throwing the Kaddish in between the Aliyahs and Maftir? And so the answer is, because there's a whole dispute, is Maftir part of the seven Aliyahs, or is Maftir a separate issue? That Gemara and Megillah debates this. So we say Kaddish here to show that, like, you know, it's definitely Maftir, or we're Paskin, or at least we're Choshesh, for the Shita that Maftir is a separate entity. Okay, so that explains why, because the Kaddish breaks up, though he is in Maftir. Huh? So what about weekdays? Good. So why do you have Kaddish at all by weekdays? It's a very good, excellent question. So the post can discuss, maybe the Kaddish by weekdays is also to end that part of davening, meaning there should be a Kaddish at the end of this section of Tefillah, and this end of section of Tefillah ends with Kriyas HaTorah, so it's kind of like a Kaddish going on the previous Tefillah that was said as well, which is a good point, because maybe that should make a difference on who says the actual Kaddish. So, that's the basis of Kaddish. Now the question is, who says it? So the Maram Mibrisk had a tshuva in the previous generation, or 2 generations ago already. He said, the question was, he says in his shul in Brisk, or in the community, there was a lot of people and they would come to shul and on their yard site and they wanted Shomer Torah mitzvahs. So what did they want to do? They wanted to say the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. So the Maram Mibrisk, he writes this whole tshuva, that no, really the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah is the Baal Koreh's Kaddish. He should not give it to an Avel, it's his Kaddish, because the Kaddish is connected to the Kriyas HaTorah. And he brings a proof to this in a long tshuva, one of his proofs at least, is from the Lashon of the Torah. The Torah says that it's the Shliach Tzibur's Kaddish, and in passing he throws and he calls up a Shliach Tzibur should say the Kaddish. Who's the Shliach Tzibur? The Shliach Tzibur for the Kriyas HaTorah is the Baal Koreh. So you see from there, says the Maram Mibrisk, that it's that the Baal Koreh is the Shliach Tzibur for Kriyas HaTorah. This Kaddish is his only, and you should not, I emphasize Shita number one, is you should not give it to an Avel. In the middle of the Tshuva, he says, however, I do know the Shita of the Agudas Ezov. The Agudas Ezov is brought in the Stechemet as well. And the Agudas Ezov says, guess what? Only an Avel should say this Kaddish. In fact, it is an Avel's Kaddish. Now, how does he know that? He brings this whole proof, a very, very intricate proof, from the Lashon of a Tashbetz. And a Tashbetz says, this is the summary of this Shita, but it's in depth what exactly the Raya is. But the Tashbetz, in a long piece, seems to say that a Katan, he's discussing, can a Katan say that Kaddish? So the question is, why would a Katan be saying that Kaddish? But Katan is laning. There is no such thing as a katan waning nowadays. So why is there a whole discussion of katan saying that Kaddish? You see that therefore, who's the one who should get the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah? An Avel. Because a katan could be an Avel, he's not usually the Baal Koreh. So therefore, he proves from there, says that Agudas Ezov from this Tashbetz, that really it is an Avel's Kaddish. So now we have two Shitas. Shita number one, Maram Mibrisk, is that it's only the Baal Koreh's. Shita number two is that Agudas Ezov, it's only the Avel's. Shita number three, of course, is a compromise Shita. is in the Sefer Matei Ephraim, he says that it's allowed, an Avel is allowed to say this Kaddish, implying that what? That it's not only is it the Baal Kori's Kaddish, it could be the Avel's, and that's kind of like, you know, what we do nowadays, is that usually it's a little awkward and everyone looks at each other. No one really knows who's actually allowed to say this Kaddish. According to the Matei Ephraim, it could even be an Avel. And the Magen Elef on the Matei Ephraim asks, what I know what you're all thinking, is that does the Avel have to get Shlishi to get the Aliyah? Sometimes, you know, a lot of times they'll give the Avel Shvi on Shabbos, so this way he could just say the Kaddish right away. Or you give him Shlishi, and this way he could say the Kaddish on Monday and Thursday. Says the Magen Elef, no. According to this, the Avel, this Shita, this middle Shita as well, if an Avel wants to say the Kaddish, he could, he does not need to get the Aliyah. So now we have three nice Shitas. So Ben Shkolm was a whole different discussion because there's a hefsek in between his bracha and the kaddish. That needs a whole other chabura. That's a tremendously controversial topic within itself. That's a machlokas. How we pass can we'll save it for another time. But that is a machlokas achronim. So halacha l'maisos, we have three shittas. Shita number one, Marami Brisk, is that it's only the Baal Koris. Aguda Sezav says only the Avels, and the middle shita, the Matei Ephraim, says either one could do it. How do we pass on halacha l'maisos? You're all waiting for. You don't want the two generations. You want this generation. Yeah. How do we pass on? So, in Orchus Rabbeinu from the Minhagim of the Stipler in the Chaznish, he writes that the Stipler was very machpid that an Avel should be the one to say this Kaddish, and he said he saw that once the Stipler had yardside in his house, and he insisted on saying the Kaddish. So it sounds like he's passing right that Gudas Ezov, that specifically an Avel should be the one to say it. In his next paragraph, he writes, Shamati b'shem ha-chazinish, she'achatzi kaddish achar kriyas ha-torah, shayach la'aveilim v'lo l'bal kore. That really only aveilim should say it. Now, in the Piskei Tshuvas, when they quote this over, they quote it with a little bit of a difference. So maybe they have different editions of this Archas Urbanum. So it could be, I don't want to cast dispersions on the Piskei Tshuvas, but he says it a little bit differently. He says the Baal Kore, you know, shouldn't say the Kaddish if he has parents still alive. Which is that's an extension of this Chaznish. I understand it's a logical extension, but if you think about it, if you're saying that it applies to an Avel, if there's no Avel in the Shul, so the Baal Kori, if he's got both of his parents, just like he shouldn't say Kaddish Yosom, shouldn't say this Kaddish as well. That's a pretty big Chumrah, no? Huh? I know that, but he's saying it's like a Kaddish Yosom, according to this Agudas Ezer, that's a pretty big Chumrah. Piskei Tshuvas understands that's what the Orchus Rabbeinu is saying. Perhaps he had a different edition of this, there's been a couple of editions, I don't know. But if you read that into the Orchus Rabbeinu, that's a tremendous Chumrah. Comes along the Shevet Alevi. Shevet Alevi in a two-line tshuva says, he quotes this Agudas Ezer that only an Avel should say it. And he says, Lo re'isi b'kihilos she'inagu dafke kein. He says, I've never really seen a community where only an Avel is the only one to say this Kaddish. But he says, Avomish she'noig shapir noig. But if someone's knowing like this, it's a good thing to be knowing. Sounds like, okay, this is our two checks for the side, and an Avel should be the one to say it. Fine. And comes along with Shlomo Zalman Arbach and says, no. An Avel should not say it. Now, why listen to this lumdus? He says, really, it is shaykh to Avelim. But you know what? If you get up there and you, the Avel number one, gets up there and says the Kaddish, you know what he's doing? He's excluding all the other Avelim in the shul. So it works nicely if you only have one Avel in the whole shul. So he gets up there, he can take the zechus for his parent. But he writes, why should one Avel get over the other Avel? One Avel is going to go up there, and he's going to think about his parent, and the other Avelim are going to lose out. Therefore, he says it's better let the Baal Kore do it, and he'll be able to say all the Avelim in the shul. Which is a little bit of a funny one, this, because if it's an Avel's Kaddish, it's an Avel's Kaddish, yeah. Correct. So a lot of the whole Kaddish itself needs a whole shear, and you're right. A lot of the reason why Kaddish Yosem was started was kind of like to pacify the Aveilim. It wasn't really a positive thing. But for whatever reason, if this does have an iwa for the neshama of the Aveilim, so why should one Avel get the benefit of this and not others? That's what Shlomo Zalman. According to that, the Baal Kore should be the one to say it. If you look at the Miwi de Avos, it's also quoted, this one is quoted in the Piskei Tshuvas as well, he writes that on Shabbos, an Avel should specifically not do the Kaddish. Why? Because you do it with the niggun, right? If I'm the Baal Kore, I don't usually do it with the niggun. But anyone who has a good voice and could actually do the niggun on Shabbos, whatever, the niggun of Shabbos, nusach of the Kaddish. So therefore, if an Avel gets up and do it, it's like an Avel is davening on Shabbos, writes the Mili Da'avos, and we don't have Aveilim Davin for Lamed on Shabbos, therefore on Shabbos, a Baal Kori should do it. So Halacha Maisa comes out, there are all these shitas, which way you go. If you look at, I tried to Google to find any other interesting controversial things, I found on YU Torah, you could find the Bell's Journal, Bell's School of Music, from 1985, you have something golden. You have Rav Herschel Schechter writes notes, his English notes, Rav Schechter's notes, which were published in 1985, I guess before he was as famous as he is today, but maybe he was famous then, but he actually wrote these English journals, and he wrote that he writes, you know, an unknown halachas, small halachas on Kriyas HaTorah. That's the title. And he, Paskins, Rav Schechter Paskins, at least in this article, you can look by footnote 55 in this Journal 7 of the Bell's School of Music, he, Paskins, the middle shita, that an Avel can do it, but an Avel does not have to do it, which is that middle shita, which I think is the Minhag Olam. Minhag Olam seems to be, an Avel sometimes does it, Avel sometimes doesn't do it. Halacha HaMaisa, what does it say? What does the article say? Oh, perfect. So Art School Paskins, that's the Psak Halacha. But that's interesting. Note, that's Paskin like Shita number 3 and not Shita 1 and 2, which is really taking sides. I thought I'll add my own 2 cents. This is just something I just came up as I was walking here. I realized the best chop, you know what, is to have an Ovel be the Baal Kori. It hit me, right? That would solve all the problems. You want to have the best thing? Have an Ovel. No, you're going to have to start learning this year. Ovel should be the Baal Kori, and then you solve all the problems. Go ahead.